他看见你的眼睛都迷迷糊糊的。
very good. Well, welcome everybody.
欢迎每一个人。
And you just came back from the south. So, anyway, we're a little fewer this morning, but people are still coming back and getting organized.
今天来的人虽然不多，但是大家都还坚持来。
This will be my last time with you for 6 weeks.
这是他最后一次给大家讲，因为他要去非洲六个星期。他六个星期以后才能回来。
I'll be going to Africa to help Bert Mast. We're going to do some work there, some mission work.
所以他要到非洲去帮助我们一个在非洲的宣教士，他的名字叫 Bert， 所以他在那里帮他做一些事儿。
But the good news is that Sid Hall's band will be with us till the end of the month, I believe.
所以说在这个月底之前，一个叫 Sid Husband 那个人，他会可能会带我们这堂课。
And or maybe Trevor Campstra will be taking this class.
也有可能是那个 Trevor， 就是经常在我们教会那 Trevor， 他来带这个课。
So they'll be continuing. I'm not sure what studies they will take, but I'm sure it will be a blessing to you.
他说他不知道他们会教我们什么，但是他一定是对我们有益的。
But today we're still going to carry on in the Gospel of John, chapter 9.
今天我们继续学习约翰福音的第九章。
We're going to look at a man that was blind from birth who received his sight.
我们来学习一个人生来就是瞎的，但是他后来重见光明了。
Before we start, we'll just ask.The Lord's blessing upon us.
我们先来做一个祷告。
Oh Lord, we thank you for your goodness and mercy to us.
主啊，我们感谢您的恩典和您的美善。
When we look back in the Bible to the time when you gave the law to Moses.We think, Lord, of the mountain that burned with fire.
当我们回溯到当年，摩西给我们法，你给摩西给我们法律的时候，我们知道那个时候有那个闪电，有那个风暴。
When you gave those Ten Commandments.
你给了十诫给他们。
And that you revealed.Your mind as far as our man's responsibility to you is concerned.
所以您把您的对我们人的应该负的责任都告诉了我们。
But Lord, we thank you that isn't all of you.
我们感谢您，您给了我们所有的一切。
We thank you that even though the law was given by Moses, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
我们知道尽管是律法是借着摩西来传的，但是恩典和真理是借着我们的主耶稣给我们的。
The law could only demand righteousness of which we have none.
那个律法仅仅只能向我们宣称那个公义是我们所没有的那种公义。
We thank you that Jesus came who wasVery God in the flesh, and He came in grace to offer Himself as a sacrifice.
我们感谢我们的主耶稣，他自己本身就是真正的神，他道成了肉身，作为我们的祭品献上。
The law could only condemn us.
那个律法只能审判定我们的罪。
But Jesus came not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him.
但主耶稣来并不是要定我们的罪，而是要救拯救我们。
So Lord, as we continue to look into your word in the Gospel of John, we pray that you would open our eyes to see that beautiful one.
主啊，当我们在学习圣经的时候，我们祷告您打开我们的心，开我们的眼，让我们看到那些美善的东西在圣经里面的。
instead of a God in heaven who demands, we see God come down from heaven to give.
除了我们看到天上的神他自己亲自下来来给我们这所有的一切。
And today, Lord, as we look at this poor blind man, he receives his sight.
今天我们来看看这个可怜的瞎子他重见了光明。
Lord, open our eyes too, that we might see the beauties of that heavenly man.
主啊，打开我们的眼，求你开我们的眼，让我们看到那从天上来的美善。
Who not only gave himself on the cross, but he gave himself every moment of every day. He gave himself to mankind.
主耶稣不光是把自己在十字架上作为我们的祭物献上，他也把他的一切和每天每时都给了我们。
He used himself up in service.
他用他自己来为您做服事。
He poured himself out.
他把他自己完全倾倒下来。
And so, Lord, we give thanks and we worship before you today for that great life that was lived.
我们今天我们在这里敬拜和感谢那一个伟大的生命曾经在地球上。
And for that great life that he laid down on the altar of God to pay for sin.
这么伟大的一个生命，他自己放在了神的祭坛上为我们而牺牲。
So Lord, help us today. Feed us, we pray, with that heavenly bread.
主啊，我们感谢你帮助我们，喂养我们用那天上来的面包粮食。
Fill us with your goodness.
用您的美善来喂养我们。
And satisfy our hearts.
让我们的心得到安慰。
And we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's read the whole chapter, I think, together. We're going to look at the whole chapter today.
我们今天可能要把这一章全部读了。
It's all one story, and we'd like to try and go right through the whole chapter if we can.
所以这只是一个故事，我们尝试着把这整个故事在这都讲完。
So we'll read around in Mandarin then.
我们先用那个国语，大家普通话，大家。转着读一下 so from verse 1 right?
Yeah. From verse 1 right through to verse 41.
第一节读到41节我先读。耶稣过去的时候看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。
门徒问耶稣说拉比这人生来是瞎眼的是谁犯了罪是这人呢是他父母呢
耶稣回答说也不是这人犯了罪也不是他父母犯了罪是要在他身上显出神的作为来
趁着白日我们必须做那差我来者的工黑夜将到就没有人能做工了我在世上的时候是世上的光
耶稣说了这话就吐唾沫在地上用唾沫和泥沫在瞎子的眼睛上
对他说你往西罗亚池子去洗他去一洗回头就看见他的邻舍和那素常见他是讨饭的就说这不是那从前坐着讨饭的人吗
有人说是他又有人说不是却是像他他自己说是我
他们对他说你的眼睛是怎么开的呢
他回答说有一个人名叫耶稣他和泥抹我的眼睛对我说你往西罗亚池子去洗我去洗一下就看见了
他们说那个人在哪里他说我不知道
他们把从前瞎眼的人带到法利赛人那里
耶稣或泥开他眼睛的日子是安息日
法利赛人也问他是怎么得看见的瞎子对他们说他把泥抹在我的眼睛上我去一洗就看见了
法利赛人中有的说这个人不是从神来的因为他不守安息日又有人说一个罪人怎能行这样的神迹呢他们就起了纷争
他们又对瞎子说他既然开了你的眼睛你说他是怎样的人呢他说是个先知
犹太人不信他从前是瞎眼后来能看见的等到叫了他的父母来
问他们说
说，他是我们的儿子，生来就瞎眼，这是我们知道的。
至于他如今怎能看见，我们却不知道，是谁开了他的眼的人子，我们也不知道。他已经成了人，你们问他吧，他自己必能说。
他父母说这话是怕犹太人，因为犹太人已经商议定了，若有人认耶稣是基督的，要把他赶出会堂。
因此他父母说他已经成了人，你们去问他吧。
所以法利赛人第二次叫了那从前瞎眼的人来，对他说，你该将荣耀归给神，我们知道这人是个罪人。
他说他是个罪人，我不知道，有一件事我知道，从前是眼瞎的，如今能看见。
他们就问他说，他向你做什么？是怎么开了你的眼睛呢？
他回答说，我方才告诉你们，你们不听，为什么又要听呢？莫非你们也要做他的门徒呢？
他们就骂他说，你是他的门徒，我们是摩西的门徒。
神对摩西的说话是我们知道的，只是这个人我们不知道他从哪里来。
那人回答说，他开了我的眼，你们竟不知道他是从哪里来，这真是奇怪。
我们知道神不听罪人，唯有敬奉神追行他旨意的神才听他。
从创世以来未曾听见有人把生来是瞎眼的眼睛开了。
这人若不是从神来的，什么也不能做。他们回答说，你全然生在罪孽中，还要教训我们吗？于是把他赶出去了。
耶稣听说他们把他赶出去，过来遇见他，就说，你信神的儿子吗？
他回答说，主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？
耶稣说，你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。
他说，主啊，我信，我拜耶稣。
耶稣说，我被审判到这世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见的把瞎眼。
从他在那里的法利赛人听见这话，就说，难道我没有瞎了眼吗？
耶稣对他们说，你们若瞎了眼就没有罪了，但如今你们说我们能看见，你们的罪还在。
Yeah. Thank you. This was the sixth sign that's recorded in the Gospel of John. 这是主耶稣所行的第六个神迹，在福音里记载。
And you recall in chapter 20 and verse 31 that John mentions the fact that there were signs, specific signs that were for the Jews that should have told them that this was the Messiah.
所以这是在约翰福音第二十章三十一节里所讲的，就这些所有的特别的神迹是显给犹太人看，让他们知道主耶稣就是那个弥赛亚。
And this sixth miracle tells us about a man that was born blind. He had never had any sight.
这个神迹是个讲的一个瞎子，他生来就是瞎的，他从来没有看见过。
Said in chapter 20 and verse 30 and 31 that Jesus did many other miracles in the presence of his disciples which are not recorded in this book, but these are recorded that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
所以这里他刚才读到的是约翰福音第二十章第三十到三十一节，如果你们大家可以去看一下，上面写的是耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
So not only were these miracles signs for the Jews of that day, they're signs for us today.
但是那个当年那个神迹不光是对当时的犹太人而言的，对我们今天来说同样也是神迹。
This book that John wrote, the Gospel of John, is a historical record.
所以这个书这一本约翰福音是由约翰记下来的，在历史上是可以考证的。
John was a real man, a historical man, and we have records of people that had been disciples of this same John who wrote this gospel.
所以约翰他是一个真正的人，是历史上的一个历史人物。我们有约翰的门徒来证明当年他们跟随约翰的时候，约翰写了这本书。
So in every generation, right from the time that John wrote this, right to the present day, this gospel has been presented in the same way that we have a Bible study here today for 2,000 years.
所以在两千年以来，所有的在读约翰福音的是一代一代的接着读下去，就跟我们今天在这里读的是一模一样的一个约翰福音。
So this is not just some ancient myth.
这不是一个什么古代的谜。
This story is anchored in history.
这个故事是一个真实的，而且是历史上发生的故事。
And so when he says these are written, these signs are written so that you might have faith.In the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这里讲的这些，把这些事记下来，是要你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
So what we're going to do today, as we've read this story, we're going to follow the disciples. We're going to follow along with the disciples, and we're going to see the man healed. We're going to follow again along on the conversations.That resulted from this healing.
我们今天要在这里读的就是相当于我们跟随主耶稣的门徒，看看这个事是怎么发生的，当时是怎么样，他们的对话是怎么样的。
And we're going to apply that lesson to our hearts.
我们会把这些东西来跟用在我们今天我们心里。
You see, a sign is like a symbol.
那个神迹就相当于一个标志那样的。
It represents something else.
它代表了其他别的什么事儿。
And blindness speaks, physical blindness rather, speaks of spiritual blindness.
所以瞎呢，有那个身体的瞎，也有那个灵里的瞎。
And so that now for 2,000 years, people have had their.Spiritual eyes opened up to see the glories of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以两千多年以来，人们都有一个开了的灵里的眼，来看到我们主耶稣的荣耀。
And so, it's interesting too that the Lord Jesus he healed people all kinds of diseases.
所以这是非常对我们非常有趣的是，主耶稣他医治了所有的疾病。
But the record that we have of his healings, he healed more blind people than is recorded of lame people or leprosy or any other disease.
所以在我们的记载里，主耶稣他治好了更多的瞎眼的，他甚至多过那些瘸子和那些麻风病的人。
And this, the man in, he says here,In verse 32,
在那个这个人，他在约翰福音第九章的第三十二节里，他是这样讲的。
The man himself said, "Nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man that was born blind."
所以从创世以来，从未听见有人把生来是瞎子的眼睛开了。
Now modern medicine can't help someone that has been born blind if they have no optic nerves.
所以现在的现代医学现代的医药甚至都不能让生来就瞎的人看见。
Modern medicine can't do anything for them.
现代的医学和医药不能对这些的对生来就是瞎的人完全没有用。
So if the Lord could create this man's eyesight, could heal him, That would be a sure sign that he was from God himself.
所以主只有主可以把这个人的眼睛就像是创世那样把它创造出来，让他看见一个神的荣耀在那里。
So this it's a prediction in the Old Testament that when the Messiah would come, he would open the eyes of the blind.
所以这就是一个预言，在旧约里有这样的预言，当弥赛亚来的时候，他会治好瞎子。
Isaiah chapter 29.
以赛亚二十九章。
And verse 18.
十八节。
Isaiah chapter 29 and verse 18 says,
以赛亚书二十九章十八节，大家可以翻到那里。
Looking forward to the Messiah's day on earth.
就是你们盼望着弥赛亚来到地球上的日子。
He says here, in that day the deaf will hear the words of the scroll as it has been read.And out of gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind will see.
那时，聋子必听见这书上的话，瞎子的眼必从迷蒙黑暗中得以看见。
And one more, although there are many records in the Old Testament of the prediction that the Messiah would give sight to the blind, one more.
虽然在旧约里有很多地方都指出了。弥赛亚来的时候会让瞎子看见，但是我们再来看另外一个。
Isaiah 42。
以赛亚书四十二章。
And verse 7。
第七小节。
And verse 1 we read there about Jehovah saying, "Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight."
在以赛亚书四十二章第一节里是这样讲的：“看哪，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。”
And he, this prediction, this is a whole prediction of the coming Messiah.
这是一个完全的预言，所有的预言着弥赛亚要来。
And in verse 7.
在第七小节里
it says there he's going to open the eyes that are blind to free captives from the prison and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness.
第七小节讲开瞎子的眼领被囚的出牢狱领坐黑暗的出监牢
and then he says I am the Lord that is my name.
所以这里讲的我是耶和华这是我的名
and so we can see that the Lord JesusIt was predicted of the Messiah that he would give sight to the blind.
所以这里讲的，我们能看到主耶稣就是那个被预言的弥赛亚，他会让瞎子看见的那位弥赛亚。
Now let's go back to our text in chapter 9 of John.
我们呢回到约翰福音的第九章。
Jesus is passing along.
主耶稣从那里经过。
And he saw a man that was blind from birth.
主耶稣看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。
I can see in my mind the Lord Jesus. He didn't just walk by the man and glance at him.
所以他我的大脑里想到的是主耶稣不仅仅是从那里走过然后随便看一眼。
The Lord Jesus could never pass by human need.
所以主耶稣从来不会说如果你有什么需求他绝对不会说就那样走过去不管你。
He never saw...any human problems without bringing relief to those problems.
主耶稣从来不会说你们如果在生活中有什么样的难处他绝对不是不会给你们带来解决的方案。
And so I have no doubt that he stopped and was looking at the man.
他毫不怀疑主耶稣在那里停下来然后看着那个瞎子。
And now we see two different... We see two different ways to look at this man.
我们也可以看到有两种不同的方式是怎么样去看这个人。
The disciples, they look at him and they say in verse 2.
在第二节里，主耶稣的门徒是这样说的。
Who, they asked him, Rabbi or teacher, who sinned, this man or his parents? That he was born blind.
所以这对你主耶稣的门徒说，拉比或者是这老师，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？是这人，是他的父母呢？
So we have basically we have the human viewpoint about the man.
所以这里我们看到是从人的眼里来看这个人。
Their question is basically, how did he get to be in that condition?
这个问题通常都是这样的，这个人是怎么样瞎的？
The Lord Jesus, on the other hand, the way he looks at that man is says, what can we do to help him?
所以从主耶稣另一方面，从主耶稣的眼里是说，我们能做什么来帮助这个人？
It's a totally different viewpoint, isn't it?
这是完全不同的两个看法，是不是？
And so, to answer the question of the disciples, how did that man get to be that way?
所以为了去回答这个问题，就说这个人是怎么样成为这样的？
They say to him, well, something must have happened to that man. He must have sinned himself, or his parents must have sinned.
所以一定是有什么事发生在这个人上，或者是他自己犯的罪，或者是他父母犯的罪。
The Jews with a very legalistic mind, always sought to blame everything upon the person.
所以犹太人他们通常就是这样，他们在心里有一种用立法的方式去定一遍，他通常是去在指责那个有问题的那些人。
Well, first of all, if he was born blind, he'd have to sin before he was born.
所以那个他们的想法是，如果这个人是生来就瞎的，他可能在出生之前就已经犯罪了。
The Jews didn't believe in reincarnation or the transmigration of souls.
所以犹太人他们并不相信那个轮回和那些灵魂能够传递下来。
But they believed that a child could sin in the womb.
他们相信那个小孩可以在母亲的子宫里就犯罪。
Like Jacob when he grabbed his brother's heel in the womb.
所以就像雅各一样，他当时在出生的时候，在他母亲的子宫里，他就抓住了他哥哥的那个后脚跟。
So they thought that there could be self-willin the very in the fetus, it's the unborn child.
他们认为那个没有出生的孩子有自由意志。
Or maybe it was their parents that sinned.
也许是他的父母犯的罪。
Maybe they applied Exodus chapter 20 and verse 7.
他们到出埃及记的第二十章的第七小节，大家可以翻到那里。
Or Exodus 20 verse 5.
现在的二十章的第五节。
Where it talks there about idolatry.
这里讲到的是拜偶像。
You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those that hate me.But showing love to thousand generations of those who love me and keep my commandments.
所以这里讲的不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是祭邪的神，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代，爱我的，守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
The Jews, they looked at the law and they always looked at the worst case scenario.
所以当犹太人他们在去看研究法律的时候，他们总是把那最糟糕的一部分来去看最严重的那一部分。
And what they did, they really misapplied this scripture.
所以他们做的是什么？他们是完全用错了这个旧约。
The sins of the third and fourth generation of those that hate me.What happens to those that hate God?
所以那些直到三四代恨神的那些人，他们将在他们身上发生什么呢？
Well, the scriptures are very plain that all kinds of bad things happen to people who sin.
所以那个在旧约里讲得非常清楚，所有的事情都是发生在那些记恨神的人的身上，就是坏事。
Just in the natural sense, poverty comes.
所以就像那个自然的罪，那个贫穷来到。
Disease.
疾病。
Physical and mental diseases.
那些精神肉体上的那种精神分裂。
All kinds of bad circumstances.Come to those who disobey God's laws.
所以那些所有的那些在不利的状况下的人，都是因为他们不顺从神。
It's the natural consequence of sin.
就是那个罪的自然的结果。
But that's only in a general sense.
这是普通的广泛的广义上的那种罪。
The man that's born blind, that's something that is specific.
所以一个人生来就是瞎的，这是一个特别的案例。
And the Lord Jesus, he quickly tells them that neither this man nor his parents sinned.
所以主耶稣马上跟他们说，在这个也不是这人犯的罪，也不是他的父母犯的罪。
Now he doesn't mean to say that that they were sinless.
主耶稣并不是说他们是无罪的。
He meant that it wasn't some specific sin that caused his blindness.
这是一定是一些什么特别的东西引起他的瞎眼。
See, all suffering, all disease is the result of the fall of our first parents, Adam and Eve. And only God can reverse the effects of sin.
所有的痛苦和疾病都是来自我们的最开始的始祖，他们犯了罪，把这些都带到人世间。
And when Jesus came, his miracles are, they're reversing the sin, the result of the sin of mankind.
所以主耶稣来是在给我们带来的解决的方案，解决人的罪的那个问题。
So they weren't specific sins.That caused this man's blindness.
这一定是有一个特别的原因，引起了这个人瞎眼。
Because all have sinned.
因为我们所有的人都犯了罪。
Turn to Luke chapter 13 and verse 5.
我们来到路加福音的第十三章的第五节。
Verse 1 to 5, rather. Luke 13.1 to 5.
路加福音的第
Or just 1 to 3.
他说一到三节。
The Lord gives an answer as well to a question.
这里主耶稣给了他们一个答案。
And he says in verse 1 of chapter 13, there were some there present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose bloodPilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, Do you think these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish.
所以他刚才读到的是路加福音十三章的一到三小节。正当那时，有人将比拉多死加利利人的血掺杂在他们祭物中的事告诉耶稣，耶稣说，你们以为这些加利利人比众加利利人更有罪吗？所以受这害吗？我告诉你们，不是。你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
Now there isn't any record in history of this actually taking place, but Pilate was the same man that had Jesus crucified. He was a cruel man.
所以这里讲的是当时的，不一定就是说历史上真有这样的记载。这个皮拉多他当时就是把主耶稣钉在十字架上的那个人。
And they may have done something to anger him, Pilate, so he had them killed.
所以他们可能是做了什么事儿，让那个比拉多感到愤怒，所以他们把他给杀了。
And so Jesus is.Asked about this, what happened?
所以主耶稣说，你问问他们是什么发生了什么事儿。
And again, the what their supposition was that these people somehow had sinned, and therefore they were punished by this by being killed by Pilate.
So they thought that these people must have committed some sin, and then caused them to be killed by Pilate.
But the Lord Jesus, he denies that, and he just says that they weren't any worse. But he said, all of us, all of you, rather, are under condemnation. What difference does it make if you are killed by Pilate and come into judgment before God, or you die in your bed at an old age and come into judgment before God? Is there any difference?
所以这有什么区别呢？ 如果说你是被那个皮拉图给杀了，然后死后再来到那个审判台前，而且是或者是你自己死在床上自然死亡以后，你来到最终的审判台前，这有什么区别呢？
They'll all end up in the same place. They'll perish.
所以如果说他们如果有罪的人到最终他们都是要灭亡的，是同一个方式灭亡最终。
So the there is the Lord Jesus, when they were asked, he was asked by his disciples, who sinned? Was it this man or his parents? He said neither.
所以我们又回到约翰福音第九章，他们说是谁犯的罪呢？是他的父母呢，还是他自己呢？
It's just the general result of sin. All disease and suffering is the result of the fall.
所以所有的苦难和疾病都是因为犯了罪而导致的。
So that when the Lord Jesus was on earth, his miracles reversed all that.
所以当主耶稣来到这个世界上的时候，他行的神迹让这些都显现出来了。
But that wasn't enough.
这是不够的。His
death would actually reverse the very cause of disease and death.
所以他主耶稣在十字架上的死，实际上把那个疾病和那些灾难给逆转。Because
sin is what causes all these problems.
是因为世界上所有的问题都是由罪所引起。And
his death is the remedy, the great miraculous remedy for the root cause of all mankind's problems.
所以他的那个 死就是那个对所有的引起的世界上的问题和罪的一个救赎的赎金。
Now, there's a mystery about suffering, isn't there?
这是一个, mystery.
There's a mystery in human suffering. Why God allows suffering?
就是这个是同样是一个谜，为什么我们要接受这些苦难和痛苦？
Some people seem to go through life with very little suffering.
所以有些人好像一辈子从来没有接受什么苦难。
Others have great difficulties on every side of their every side.
所以有些人他一辈子都在受苦受难。
They may have health problems, they may have family problems, they may have financial problems, and they may some have all those problems.
他们有些人可能有那些健康上的问题，有些人有家庭的问题，有些人有财政上的问题，有些人可能有所有的这些问题。And
when bad things happen to good people, we might say, well, why, oh God, are you allowing this to happen?
当那些不好的事发生在好人的身上的时候，我们都会问这样一个问题：说神啊，为什么你让这些事发生在好人身上？
If you're a good God, why are you allowing this to happen?
如果你是一个好的神，为什么你让这些事情发生？
If you're a good God and you're all powerful, you could prevent these things.
所以如果你是一个有大能的和一个好的神，你可以不让这些事情发生。
But there's a mystery to this.
这里就是有一个秘密在这里。
And sometimes through suffering, God can accomplish things in us that he could never accomplish in any other way.
所以有时候在我们身上发生的那些痛苦和灾难，是神要在我们身上成就一些事情，是在其他的方式下不可能成就的。
Now you know our beloved brother Sid, he's confined to a wheelchair.
所以我们知道那个叫Sid 的那个我们可爱的弟兄，他是坐在轮椅上的。
He was a man in the strength of his life, he loses the ability to use his legs.
所以他这个人就是经历了极大的苦难，因为他现在不能走路。
He's in constant pain.
他也是在一直承受着这种痛苦。
Yeah, what did Sid tell us about that?
那Sid是怎么告诉我们他这些事的？
God is working in Sid's life in a way that he could never work in any other way.
所以这就是神在Sid他的整个的生命里所能做的事情，在其他的方式。不可能在这个Sid身上来行这样的事。
His ministry among us has been very powerful, hasn't it?
他在我们中间所做的那些讲道是非常有力量的，是不是？
And so there's a mystery in suffering.
就是说，在那个遭受苦难的时候，一定有一个谜和秘密在里面。
And so there's a mystery that the Lord says here. He says that the reason why this man was born blind.Was for a purpose.
所以他想，这个人为什么他生来就是瞎的呢？这就是有一个特别的那种用途在这里。
He says here in verse 3, he says that the purpose was so that the work of God might be displayed in his life.
所以这里讲的这就是他所要的来做的，他的作用，他瞎的作用就是要向神的大能在他的生命中来显现出来。
In other words, the man was born blind, but now he's, for 2,000 years, he's been preaching.
所以这个人他生来就是瞎的，但是2000年以来我们一直在用这个来做传道。
His severe handicap has become a symbol of liberation from darkness for 2,000 years have been preached in every country of the world.
Severe. 所以他的这个人的他的严重的残疾，他是在2000年来一直是我们在属灵的黑暗里的一个象征。
So you can be sure too that the problems that you face, the things that are causing you often to doubt the goodness of God.Are the very things that God is using to bring you to Himself.
所以你要知道，你应该很确定，在你生活中所遭的一切的苦难，就是神在你身上要做工，要把你带到神的面前。
And the mystery is that we don't often see the purposes right now.
所以经常我们看不到神在我们身上要起的作用。
We may never see them in this lifetime.
我们也许在这个世界的，在我们生命结束之前，我们都看不到这样的作用。
But in heaven, it will all be made plain.
所以，当你到了天堂的时候，一切都会显现出来了。
But the Lord Jesus is going to demonstrate that He can reverse the effects of sin.
所以，主耶稣是让我们证明他可以让那个罪带来的后果逆转。
The effect, a more important effect, is that in most of us today, he has worked a miracle by reversing our blindness to the Almighty One in heaven.
所以今天我们可以确定的是，就在这个世界上，主耶稣要做的一切事情，可以把那个从这个瞎子能够看见这一点，让把我们带到神的面前。
You and I were born in sin.
我们都是生来就有罪的。
We're blind. We're walking in darkness.
我们是瞎眼的，我们是在黑暗中行走的。
But then the Lord came and He opened our eyes to see the glories of His Son, the Lord Jesus.
所以，神来了，开了我们的眼，让我们可以看见他的独生子的荣耀和他的权柄。
Remember what the Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus.
你们记得那个主耶稣跟尼哥底母是怎么说的吗？
Nicodemus, except you are born from above you cannot even see the kingdom of God.
所以他说尼哥底母，除非你是从上面来生的，否则的话你不能见到天国。
But here we find that the Lord Jesus, his miracle, the miracle was going to be a specific sign that the glory of God would be shown in this man's life.
所以主耶稣在这里讲的是啊一个特别的神迹，然后神的荣耀会在这个瞎的人的身上显现出来。
He says, as long as it's day, he said, we must do the work of him who sent me.
所以那个主耶稣说，我一定要做那个差我来的，让我去做的工。
Now, in that, in your Chinese version, does it say we must do or I must do the work of him who sent me?
Which verse?
In verse. Four.
他说在我们中文的
we in the Chinese as well?
在中文里是说我们还是说我必须做神的
we in the Chinese? Okay, thank you. Yeah. I know in the King James it says I must work, which makes more sense. But if we take it as we, which we'll look at it that way, that he includes his disciples in that. And today, we must work the work of him.
所以他是不是讲的他在那个 King James Version 里是讲的是 I, 然后在我们的NIV 里讲的是 we, 在那个中文里讲的是我们。所以他说如果说是 King James Version 里的 I 呢，可能更确切一点，但是在这里如果说我们呢，可能也代表主耶稣和他的那些门徒一起来做这种工作。
Now he's in verse 4 is explained by verse 5.
所以那个第四节是由第五节来解释的。
He's the light. He is the light of this world.
所以他主耶稣是这个世界的光。
In John chapter 1, remember we read that the John the Baptist was looking pointing to the one who would come, who is called the light, the true light.
所以我们在约翰福音的第一节里，我们可以读到那个约翰指出来的那个将要来的主耶稣就是世界上的光。
The Lord Jesus was the very light of God. It was the daytime when he came into this world.
所以主耶稣是那个真光，当他来到这个世界上的时候，他是由神带到这个世界上的真光。
In the last book of the Old Testament, he's called the Son of Righteousness.
在最后的旧约的一本书里，他是被称为公义之子。
Not the son in reference to the father and son, but the sun, like the sun that shines in the daytime.
所以他不是说是那个从父来的那样的一个儿子，他是那样一个儿子在白天都能发光的那样一个儿子。
He was the light.In the sense that he was the full display of God's glory.
所以他的那个光是完完全全诠释了神的荣耀。
And just like the children of Israel in the wilderness, they had the light of the Shekinah of glory that was over the tabernacle all through the wilderness journey.
所以就是像当以色列人在旷野的时候，在他们的帐幕上面一直有一个真正的光在上面一直在闪耀着。
There was no night.In the wilderness for the children of Israel.
当以色列人在旷野的时候是没有光的。
Because that light shone all night long.
所以那个光是在那个会幕上是一直在闪。
When the Lord Jesus came into the world, he was the light of the world.
当主耶稣来到的时候，来这个世界上，他就是这个世界上的光。
So it was daytime and he was working.
所以在白天他也工作。
He was doing the works of the Father.
他是做父让他做的工作。
And the works of the Father were to demonstrate that he has the power to reverse sin.
所以那个他做的工是要证明他有那样的大能去逆转罪。
And then it says here that we must work the work of him who sent me. There's the Lord Jesus was sent of the Father to do that work.
所以这里讲呢，我们必须做那差我来者的工。
Now he says, night is coming when no one can work.
所以他说的是，如果黑晚上来的时候，没有人可以在晚上工作。
The night time came when they extinguished the light of the world. They killed the Lord Jesus.
所以这个当黑暗来的时候，那个他就把光和黑暗区分开了，他们甚至杀了主耶稣。
The light had left the world.
然后这个光留在了这个世界上。
And so, Paul takes up that same figure in Romans chapter 13.
我们来读一下罗马福音的不是罗马书信的第十三节，这是保罗在这里讲到的一些事情。
In verse 12,
我们看罗马书的第十三章的第十二节。
And verse 11, the last verse 11, it says, "And do this, understanding the present time."
所以在十一节里想，再者你们晓得现今就是。
He's giving them a warning about the age in which they're living.
所以他们这是给了他们一个警告，在他们生活的那个时代。
So he says, the hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed.
所以这里讲的，你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救现今比初信的时候更近。
And here he applies that same figure that the Lord Jesus used.
这里他用了主耶稣同样用的一个图画。
The age in which we're living is nighttime.
在我们生活的这个年代是在黑夜里。
He says the night is nearly over and the day is almost here.
所以讲那个黑夜已经深了，那个白天马上就要来了。
In other words, it's nighttime when the Lord Jesus is no longer in view on earth.
Nighttime.
The nighttime is here.When the Lord Jesus is in heaven, He's not here on earth.
Okay. It's nighttime.
Nighttime. It's nighttime now, right? The present time.
现在我们是一个有光明的时代，因为主耶稣他在天国里看见我们。
And but we living now, we by faith can see Him above in glory.
所以我们现在生活在这里，我们可以通过我们的信心看见他的荣耀。
But there will come a time when he's going to come again to earth in power and glory.
所以这一定有主耶稣再来的时候，他会带着他的荣耀和他的大能来。
And the day of the Lord will begin.
那个神的日子就会来临。
But the church is going to be removed first to heaven.
所以那个教会必须先被提到空中。
So he'll remove his own chosen ones to heaven before he comes down to establish his kingdom.
所以当主耶稣是要把他的教会升到天堂里，在他来到地上重新建立他的国。
And that will be the millennial day.
那就是千禧年。
So he says,the night is nearly over and the day is almost here.
所以这里讲的黑夜已深，白昼将近。
That day will come again when he appears and his feet actually stand on this earth again.
所以当时主耶稣再来的时候，实际上他的双脚是站在这个地球上的。
But here he says the night is coming when no man can work.
所以这里讲的是说是在黑夜来了，没有人可以工作。
But you and I now, by faith, we can see him in glory.
所以我们现在，你和我在座的，我们是因为我们有信心，所以我们能够看到他的荣耀。
And by faith, we can work.
通过信心，我们可以工作。
Because we have the light, we are the lights in the world.
所以我们是世界上的光。
Little reflective lights.
我们是小小的反光。
So he says, while I'm in the world, I am the light of the world.
所以主说，当我在这个世界上的时候，我就是这个世界的光。
And then, but he also goes on to say, you are the light of the world.
主耶稣同样是说，你们也是这个世界上的光。
And later on he says in that I am the light of the world, or no, verse chapter 8, remember what he was saying there? He said, I am the light of the world. He that follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. That's verse 12 of chapter 8.
所以他刚才读到的是第八章的第十二节约翰福音，他是这样讲的，他说是
chapter 8 and verse 12，
第八章的第十二节，大家可以翻到那里啊。
He says, I am the light of the world.
他说我就是世界的光。
Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
And just like the children of Israel, they be led by that light.
所以就像以色列人一样，他们是由那个光引着他们，带领他们。
So, and we are to be shine as lights in the world, in this dark world.
所以我们就是那样一个光，在这个黑暗的世界里，我们是那个发光的那一片。
Now we'll take a little break, but I just one thing here is that the chapter 8.Introduces the idea of the light. And chapter 9 then gives the illustration.
So we need to rest now. And then the 8th chapter is talking about the light is what it is. And the 9th chapter is to make an
explanation. We'll carry on after we have a little break here. And we'll ask Ping Bai. To give thanks for the prayer.
我们先做一个祷告哈。既然天父啊，感谢您，给了我们这么美好的一个早上，感谢您给了我们这个机会，奉主耶稣基督的名聚在一起学习您的话。我们感谢艾瑞克的教导，我们感谢，我们知道主耶稣是这个世界的光，我们是生活在黑暗的世界里，我们。但愿我们每一个人凭着我们自己的信心，然后把神的光反射到这个黑暗的世界里来。我们也感谢一会儿我们要吃的食物，我们也感谢那些准备食物的人。我们将我们自己和下面要查经的时间都交到您的手里。我们的感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
For the Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们再次感谢您给我们的主耶稣。
Help us to follow Him as we read through this passage in Jesus' name. Amen.
帮助我们，当我们读这本书的时候，读这一章的时候，请帮助我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
So having said this, in verse 6, we come to verse 6.
我们来读一下第九章的第六节，我们现在来到第六节。约翰福音第九章第六节。
He spit on the ground.
他吐沫在地上。
And he made some mud with the saliva and put it on the man's eyes.
他用唾沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼上。
And there we see the Lord Jesus, a strange kind of action, really.
这里我们看到主耶稣这个行为是有点奇怪，是不是？
If possible, it made things worse if he couldn't.
如果是那个可能的情况，这种方法可能是让那个情况更糟，让他眼睛。
So why would he do that? I wonder.
为什么他感到奇怪的是为什么主耶稣那么做呢？
It's interesting that that it would be spit.Something from his mouth. And when we think about if you spit on someone, it's degrading, is it not? It's humiliation to be spit upon, humiliated.
所以那个如果说一个人他从嘴里吐一口痰出来，这是一个有点有趣的事情。这是好像就是对一个不怎么那样的行为，不怎么好的行为吧。
And there is, I see it myself as a picture of the humiliation of the Lord Jesus himself, that he came in human flesh.
所以这就是他认为这是一个人的行为，人的行为是因为为什么？是因为主耶稣是他变成了一个人。
You remember in the garden, God, he formed Adam of the dust of the ground, and he breathed into him from his mouth. He breathed into him the breath of life, and he was became a living soul.
所以当我们知道在伊甸园的时候，神是把那个泥土合在一起，然后让他给他吹了一口气，然后他就有了灵魂，他就成了一个有生命的人。
So this may be an illustration for us that the Lord Jesus is a picture of him, his humiliation coming as a man made of human flesh.
所以这里我们可以看到可能是一个证明，就是说可能是一个显样子的那种可能是那种展示，他的就是当时创造世界的那个神，然后这个神变成了一个人，展示了他的人性。
No, that didn't make the man see though, did it?
这样不能让那个人看见是吗？
When the Lord Jesus came into the world, he was very God himself, wasn't he?
当主耶稣来到这个世界的时候，他自己就是那个真正的神，是吧？
In John chapter 1, what do we read there? In John chapter 1 verse...
我们来读到约翰福音的第一章。
In verse 10.
在第十节。
Says he was in the world...And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him.
所以这里讲的他在世界，世界也是藉着他造的，世界却不认识他。
And he even came to his own people, who were prepared by the prophets of the Old Testament and by their of the seed of Abraham, expecting the Messiah.They didn't even receive him.
他自己来到他自己的地方，这是在他们自己的旧约里多次预言的，他就是那个亚伯拉罕的后裔，就是那个将要来的弥赛亚。其实来到这样的人中间，他们都不接待他。
So the world didn't recognize him at all.
所以世界是完全不认识他。
That's a very similar, I think, in a picture that we have of the blind man, blind from birth.Has never seen light.
所以我们这里就看到了一个图画，就是一个生来就瞎眼的人，他从来没有看见过光。
And so he's incapable of seeing.
所以他是不能看见的。
The same as the blind man with that clay on his eyes, it didn't make a bit of difference.
所以现在我们尽管我们能够看见，但是我们跟那样的人也没有什么区别。
But what was the difference here?
那什么是这里的区别呢？
There's going to be a test for this man.
这里给这个人有应该有一个试炼。
And it comes in two parts.
这有两部分。
We have the word of the Savior.
我们有那个从救主嘴里说出来的话。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Go, wash in the pool of Siloam.
所以去，你往希罗池子里去洗。
Now the man never saw Jesus, but he heard his voice.
这个人从来没有看见过主耶稣，但他听到了他声音。
And he obviously understood what he said.
他当然他明白他讲的是什么意思。
Very simple thing, wasn't it?
非常简单的一件事。
Told him to go and wash.
这里非常简单的就是。去，然后洗，在那个池子里洗。
And so, the man went. He washed, and immediately his sight was given to him.
那个人他就去了，然后洗了，立即他就看见了。
Now there was obviously nothing in the clay and nothing in the water.
所以当然在。这不是因为那个泥巴和因为水里的东西。
What gave him his sight?
什么能让他看见呢？
Obedience, right? Faith.
是那个信心和那个顺服。
Faith in what? The water? The mud?
信什么？信那个泥巴还是信水呢？
The word, right?
信那个神的话。
Isn't that how we're saved?
这就是我们怎样被得救的。
Go and wash. He went and washed, and as soon as he obeyed, his sight was given to him.
就是去洗，当他去洗的那一刻，他就顺服了，他就得到了他重新看见了。
Now there's just another thing too, is that the Spirit of God records that the pool of Siloam, and we've seen the pool of Siloam before on pictures, remember?The priest would take some water from the pool of Siloam and pour it out on the altar. That's the pool of Siloam.
所以他这里讲到的希罗池，他上次给我们做了一个展示，就是在那个电视上我们看见那个当时的祭司都是从那个希罗池里取水的。
But the name means sent, and that word there we get in our Bibles here.
所以在这里，这个希罗的意思就是送。
The Lord Jesus was the sent one.
所以这里呢，主耶稣就是被神送到我们这个世界的。
In verse 4, he says, I must work the work of him who sent me.
所以在那个第四节里是讲他，我们必须做他那个差我来的人让我们做的工。
The Lord Jesus was sent to that man. The Father sent him specifically to that man that day.
神是把主耶稣在那一天里送到那个瞎子的面前。
And the man had to go to where the Lord Jesus told him to go.
所以那个人必须去主耶稣告诉他要去的那个地方。
Any other pool? Then there were other pools and cisterns in Jerusalem, but there was only one where he was instructed to go.
所以在西耶耶路撒冷城里有很多那个池子，但是这就是那一个特别的池子，他让他去了。
And when he washed his eyes, he got in the pool of Siloam. His sight was restored.
所以当他
在 not restored, it was his sight was given to him rather.
所以在那个他当西罗池洗了眼睛的时候，他的眼睛恢复。他讲的并不是恢复，是神给他了。
You know, there's a lot of different ways people think you can be born again or you can get to heaven. There's all kinds of different ways of pleasing God. But this illustrates the very fact that the sent one has sent only one way for us to go. There's...
所以在这里面我们知道有很多方式，很多不同的方法，你可以就说去得救，但是在这里我们讲到的神讲的就是只有一种方法你可以去得救。
So now we have the man and he can see.
现在我们看见了一个人，他能看得见。
So it says he came home went to his home.
所以说这里讲到这个人他回到家里。
In verse 8 it says now his neighbors, people that lived next to him and so on, and his family, because he probably lived with his mother and father still, and they had formerly seen him begging. They said, isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg?
所以这里的人他回到他的家，他可能跟他的父母住在一起，他的邻居看见他，因为他通常是在讨饭的，他们就说这不是那个从前坐着讨饭的人吗？
Now some said, some claimed that he was, but others said no, he only looks like him.
所以有些人说这就是那个讨饭的人，有些人说其他人说不，他只是看起来像那个讨饭的人。
What was the problem?
问题是什么呢？
A blind man has a certain look about him. You notice that?
一个瞎子看见你的时候，是不是很那个呢？
They have a vacant look. Somebody can go running by and they don't see that. Emotion can come. They don't see it. They're vacant. Unable to see.
所以这个人他说从前他是什么都不能看见的，如果什么事从他面前经过，或者有一个什么动的东西从他面前飞过，他是看不见的。
There's a saying that we have, the eyes are the windows of the soul.
所以我们这有一个说法，就是你的眼睛是心灵的窗户。
Now you probably have a similar saying that in Chinese.
Yeah, 我们
it's kind of a universal concept.
所以在中文里有同样一句话，所以这是世界上都通用的。
But if the eyes don't respond, it's hard to see the person's expression. They don't have life in their expression.
所以这通常如果你心灵不能表达出来，没有眼睛的话，你看不到他内心的感情。
But now, he looks entirely different, doesn't he?
现在他这个人看起来完完全全不同。
He's got expression in his face.
他能表达他的信心。
Recognition in his eyes.
所以从他眼睛里他能认得出来一些事。
He can correspond now with, just by looking. You don't need to speak anymore. You can almost tell what a person is thinking by what they look like.
所以经常的话，这个时候你通常不用说一句话，如果你通过眼神，你也可以交流的。
And that's the same thing with a Christian.
这就是为什么我们基督徒，对我们基督徒来说是也是一样的。
When we're born again from above, it's as though we are given sight to another world.
所以当我们从上面而生的时候，我们也给了我们一个视力，能够看见另外一个世界。
And everybody around us sees there's something different about that person.
所以在我们周围的人一定是看到这个人，跟以前不同了。
Everything changes.
每一件事都改变了。
When a person receives their spiritual sight.
当一个人收到了他的得到了他的属灵的视觉的时候，每一件事都发生了改变。
I've told this story before here, I'm sure.
他非常确定他在这里讲过这个故事。
When I became a Christian, I was working at a sawmill on Bowen Island, just off Horseshoe Bay.
所以他当时他成为基督徒的时候，他在那个伯恩艾伦上做那个伐木工。
And the owner of the sawmill, Mr. Weismuller.
这个伐木厂的那个老板叫 Weismuller.
He was a German.A hard, hard man, real hard bushman.
他是一个那个德国人，是一个非常非常那种，非常那种强壮，非常强壮的人吧，就那么个人。
You get that?
Yeah, Bush was a bushman.
Bushman logger, you know, logging and. You call it tree fallers, you know. Logger. You know what a logger is?
Yeah, logger.
Yeah. Anyway.
都知道了就行了。那就不重要了。
Anyway, these men are very rough, tough, big, strong. And he looked at me and he said, Eric, what happened to you?
他这个人是一个非常强壮的一个非常高大的人，他说 Eric 在你身上发生了什么事？
He said there looks like light coming out of your eyes.
他就像一个光从你的眼睛里发出来了。
That means before your eye no light.
Dead, yeah. Dead eyes. Looking, always looking in. There's sin here, you know. Fear. No life, no spiritual life.
在他得救之前，他是死的，因为你从眼睛里看到了，看不到光，看不到那种喜悦。
So something was different in Eric Peterson that day, after the day after.
所以那天在 Eric Peterson 身上一定发生了什么不一样的事情。
And so when someone is given that sight, that they can actually see now the kingdom of God, and they can see the beauties of Jesus Christ.
所以有些人给了他们给了他们那个视力，甚至能看到不同，看到那个主耶稣的美善，看到神的国。
So everything changes.
所以每一件事都改变了。
So some people said, well, he looks like him. Some say, well, But he says there, no. He says, I'm the man. I am him.
所以周围的人说，对，这个人可能一是那个人，也可能不是，肯定有变化。但是这个瞎子自己说，我不是，我就是那个人。
Well, then the obvious question is, how then were your eyes opened?
这个我明显的这个问题，他们就说，你怎么能够看得见呢？
Now, he says to him, verse 11, the man they call Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and then I could see.
所以在第十一节里讲得非常清楚，他回答说，有一个人名叫耶稣，他活泥抹我的眼睛，对我说，往希罗亚池子去洗，我去一洗就看见了。
Now that's a pretty good testimony. That's a simple testimony.
这是一个非常好而且非常简单的见证。
Exactly what happened to him.
就是也精确地描述了什么发生了什么。
That's a good example of a testimony.
这是一个非常好的样板，如果你是做见证的。
So that we can, that's a witness. When we witness to people, we tell them our testimony. We tell them the facts. What actually happened?
所以我们当给人做见证的时候，我们告诉他事实，我们告诉他什么在我们身上发生了什么。
I was blind, but now I see.
我是瞎的，但是现在我看见了。
And so that's a beautiful. All he heard, though, he had never seen Jesus up to that point. All he heard was his voice.
所以这个人他是从来没有看见过主耶稣，他所有能够经历的就是他听见了主耶稣的声音。
And he trusted his word.
他相信他的话。
Now, if he didn't trust his word, Jesus put mud on his eyes, he could have gone to the nearest pool or taken the mud off one way or another. But he didn't.
所以他如果他不相信主耶稣的话，他可能走到最近的一个池子去洗，或者是说把那个泥巴从他眼睛上完全抹掉，他完全不理会这回事。
So I can imagine somebody standing there that day and said, why do you have to go to the pool of Siloam?
所以他肯定想象得出来，当时在场的人可能就说，为什么你要到那个希罗池去洗呢？
Well, I just trusted his word. That's where he sent me.
所以这就是说那个人说的，我只是相信他的话，是他要我到那个池子去洗的。
And the pool's name is sent.
这个池子的名字就叫去
What did I say?
Yeah, you said sent.
What's the problem then?
Yeah, they said many different Chinese means. They said it's a 公开钱，上面是送，上面是派。Yeah, that's a, you think I understand. That's a problem.
Don't confuse me.
Yeah. 他说你们就自己理解，就不要把它搞糊涂了。你们就可以理解为奉差遣，可以因为送什么都可以，因为这是不同的翻译，这是不同的翻译方法。
So they ask him, well, where is this man?
他们问这个人在哪里，就是主耶稣。
So I don't know.
他说我不知道。
I couldn't see when he went.
他说那个时候根本没看见。
Well, we know where he is, don't we?
我们现在知道主耶稣在哪儿，是吧？
Our Lord's in heaven, isn't it? We don't know, we haven't seen him though, have we?
所以我们的主耶稣在天堂里，但是我们从来没见过他。
We're sort of like that man there. We know that the Lord Jesus is in heaven, we haven't seen him though.
所以我们跟那个瞎子是一样的，我们知道主耶稣是在那里，但是我们从来没有见过他。
So what they do is they bring him then, his neighbors or his friends or family, I guess they're quite excited about this. And they think, boy, the authorities, they would really want to hear about this.
所以当时他的邻居、他的朋友、他周围的人都说，哎呀，这肯定是一个很奇妙的事，我们要去看看这个事。
And so they brought the man to the Pharisees.
所以他们把那个人带到法利赛人那里去了。第十三。
Now as soon as you mention the Pharisees, you bring up the subject of the Sabbath. Sabbath.
所以当你提到那个法利赛人的时候，就一定会想到安息日。
And that says now in verse 14, now the day in which Jesus had made the mud and opened the man's eyes, it was a Sabbath day.
所以在这里主耶稣和你开那个瞎子眼的那个日子是安息日。
And that's sort of like a warning of that there's going to be problems. You mentioned the Sabbath day and the Pharisees and Jesus in the same sentence, you know, you're going to have a collision.
所以就是说当这个提到这个事情的时候，如果说是可能是一个警告，因为主耶稣还有安息日还有法利赛人搞在一起的时候一定会有一个冲突。
Now why did he heal so often on the Sabbath day?
为什么主耶稣通常都在安息日里来治病呢？
He could have avoided a lot of problems if he'd healed any other of the 6 days.
因为主耶稣在其他的六天除了安息日以外去做治病的事，他会避免很多麻烦。
Well, one reason is that the Sabbath day was made for man, not man for the Sabbath.
所以那个安息日是为人而设的，不是人为安息日而设。
It was a day of rest.
这是休息的日子。
You give the man a rest and give his donkeys a rest too. We don't get any Sabbath here.
他说给那人时间休息，也是给那个驴时间休息。因为我跟 Eric 经常开玩笑，我们在教会里勤勤工作的人都是驴啊，所以他就想这个。当机。
Don't worry, you're going to get an ox in soon, so you'll be okay.
你们不要担心，会有一个牛来。
Joe Reese and Ann, they're the oxen.
Joe Reese 和那个Ann 就是那个勤奋的耕牛。
So that's the first thing is that God made the seventh day, He rested.
所以那个神为什么要设立安息日？因为神在那一天休息了。
And God gave the seventh day for man to rest.
所以神给人的安息日是让人来休息的。
Now that it was made for man in order to for his benefit.
所以这个是为人而设的，是为了让人得益处的。
But the Pharisees had made this now a point that they had even measured how much work you could do in a day, how far you could walk, certain things you could do and not do. They had heaped the Sabbath day and hidden the real meaning for it.
所以他们实际上那些法利赛人，他们实际上已经量出了给你一个量，一天你可以做多少工作，你可以走多少步，你可以走多远。实际上他们用这些事来把安息日真正的意义给掩盖住了。
But there was another reason, a spiritual reason.
这实际上还有一个属灵的原因。
When as soon as man sinned, God had to begin work again.
所以这里讲到的是，当人犯罪的时候，神就不能休息，必须要开始工作。
In 6 days, He made the heavens and the earth.
在六天里神造天造地。
And the seventh day he rested.
在第七天神休息了。
And he said it was all very good.
神说这所有的都是非常完美。
But when man sinned, what was very good now became cursed.
所以那个当人犯了罪的时候，那曾经是非常美好的，现在都受到了诅咒。
And because sin came in, death came in.
当罪来的时候，死亡也来了。
And because of death, there will be judgment.
因为有死，所以必须有审判。
And so now, God could not leave it like that.
所以神不能把我们丢在这个境况下。
He began another work.
他开始了另外的工作。
That was the work of redemption.
这就是救恩的工作。
And right from the very beginning, there was a little lamb that was slain. There were animals slain for a covering for the nakedness of our first parents.
所以当时那个时候的有些小的动物，他们被宰杀，宰杀来了为了掩，为了遮盖我们的始祖的那个裸露的身体。
And so that looked forward to the time when, of course, the Lamb of God would come and take away the sin of the world.
这是我们的能够看到这个神的羔羊就会来到，他要除去世上的罪。
The Lord Jesus said, I must work the works of him that while it's day. He came to do the works of the Father.
所以他必须主耶稣说他必须在这个时间他从父那里来，他要做父的工。
And he came to finish the work that God had sent him to do.
所以他来到我们这个世界是奉神的差遣来到这个世界完成神的工的。
And the last words that the Lord Jesus spoke before he committed his soul to his Father was, it is finished.
所以主耶稣在他把他的灵魂交给父的时候讲的最后的一句话说成了。
There, the work of redemption had been complete.
救恩的工作已经，救赎的工作已经结束了。
And now there's a rest, another rest, another Sabbath rest.
现在是其他另外一个安息。
That Sabbath rest now is the rest in the completed work of the Lord Jesus in redemption.
所以我们的这样的一个安息休息，就是在主耶稣完全完成了他的救恩的工作中，我们得到了安息。
There was the Sabbath rest for the completion of creation.
那里有一个安息日，这个安息日是干什么用？就是当神造完了、完成了创造的工作以后的一个休息。
That was for the benefit of the creature.
就是为了那个被造物的益处。
But there was a finished Sabbath rest. We can enter into God's Sabbath rest by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ in the finished work. We enter into that Sabbath rest.
所以我们可以进入永恒的安息，由我们的信心，我们信主耶稣，我们通过主耶稣完成的工作而进入他的安息。
But that's a new day. It's not just one day. It's a brand new day.
这是一个全新的一天，不仅仅是一天，是全新的一天。
And when you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have entered into His rest.
当你把你相信主耶稣的时候，你就进入了主耶稣的安息。
Because you're not working for salvation, you're resting in the salvation He has provided for us.
所以你不是说你靠你自己的工作去得到救恩，你是在主耶稣为我们提供的救恩里得到安息。
There was the old creation rest that was on the seventh day, but there's the new creation rest.And that's the new day, the Lord's day.
所以在旧的被造物里，他们有一个安息日，但是同样有一个新的安息，就是在主耶稣结束他的工作的时候，我们的安息是在主耶稣里面啊得到安息的。
So when the Lord Jesus came and he was doing the works of the Father, these Pharisees, they could not see beyond their own restrictions, their biases.
所以主耶稣来，他是为父做工，所以这些法利赛人他们用他自己的那些限制来去看主耶稣所做的工。
Those miracles that the Lord Jesus did, they reversed the effects of sin.
所以那些奇迹就是主耶稣他所做的，逆转了罪。
Instead of recognizing him as the one who is coming to do the work of the greater work of redemption, they only could see their narrow religion.
所以他们用只是看到他们那个非常窄的那些宗教的，他们并没有看不到主耶稣来所做的救恩救赎。
So therefore, we read there in verse 15, the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He put mud in my eye, on my eyes, the man replied, and I washed, and now I see.
所以在十五节里，法利赛人也问他是怎样看得见的。瞎子对他们说，他把泥抹在我的眼睛上，我去一洗就看见了。
Now, as usual, there is a division. The Lord Jesus always seems to be a division, causes the divisions.
所以在当时的那个时候可能有一个分裂不同的看法但主耶稣通常他到一个地方都常会产生这种分裂
Some believe and some reject
有些人相信有些人拒绝
Some turn to him and some turn away
有些人转到主耶稣那里有些人转走了
And remember what he said once he said I didn't come to bring peace on the earth I came to bring a sword to divide
所以说主耶稣那我到这个世界上不是为你们带来和平我是带着一把剑来我们把你们分开
So some of the Pharisees they said verse 16 This man's not from God
所以在十六节里有些法利赛人说这个人不是从神来的
And what's their criteria? What's their measure of understanding?
所以他们是用什么来说他不是神来的他们用的是什么标准呢
He doesn't keep the Sabbath How pitiful is that?
这是多么可怜的一个想法。
They had no compassion. Here is a man born blind that now is able to see.
这里有一个人生来就是眼瞎的，已经看见了。
A beggar, now a functioning human in their society.
所以这是一个乞讨的人，现在在他们的社区里已经可以扮演他自己的角色。
And all they care about is their keeping their idea of the law.
所以他们所有关心的是他们自己怎么去看那个律法。
So they approach the miracle from their bias, from their understanding, their twisted understanding.
所以他们把这些那个发生的奇迹用他们自己的脑子里的那种想法去强解。
But some of the Pharisees, they said, wait a minute, how can a sinner then do such miraculous signs?
所以他这里面又有人说，一个罪人怎能行这样的神迹呢？
Now, we read in the book of Acts that after the Lord Jesus rose from the dead, many of the priests believed.
所以我们知道在使徒行传里当主耶稣死而复活的时候 有很多祭司都相信了他
Some of them were probably these very ones that said wait a minute something's happening here
所以有些人一定说等一下一定有什么事情发生了
And no one I mean common sense says thatA miraculous sign, you can't prejudge the person that did that. The sign tells you who that person is.
所以通常的按照我们的常识、嗯、你不能说预先判断这个人预先定这个人因为这个神迹可以来告诉你这个行神迹的人是什么。
So finally they decide, well,Maybe we would better ask the guy that it happened to.
所以最后他们说你们要看看那个在他身上发生你最好去问那个人他在他身上发生了啥。
And this blind man, he has good opportunity to witness.
这个瞎子又有了一个很好的机会来做见证。
Verse 17, finally, it says, they turned again to the blind man. What have you to say about him? It was your eyes he opened.
所以这里他们又跑到那个瞎子那去说那你怎么看呢？既然开了，他既然开了你的眼睛，你说他是怎样的人呢
？Now he'd been listening to these Pharisees.
他应该在一直听这些法利赛人在谈话。
And the Pharisee, one member in verse 16 said this man couldn't be from God because he doesn't keep the Sabbath.
所以这十六节里讲这那些法利赛人，这个人不是从神来的，因为他不守安息日。
But now I think that blind man saying, "Well, wait a minute."He agrees with the second group that so that how could a sinner do miraculous things like that? He must be from God.
所以这个人呢，这个瞎子他同意第二部分的人说，说一个罪人怎么样，一个罪人不可能做这样的事，所以他必须是从神来的。
So he says there in verse 17 at the end, he's a prophet, like prophets were sent from God. That was their mission.
所以在那个十七节里，他说他是个先知，他是神派来的先知，因为神先知就是做这些事儿。
Now, there again we have the Jews. They still don't believe.
我们这里有看到了那些犹太人，他仍然不相信。
They want more evidence.
他们要更多的证据。
So they don't believe the man. They don't believe his neighbors. They don't believe the people that knew him from a long time.
他们不相信那个他的周围的人，也不相信他的邻居，也不相信那些认识这个瞎子很久的人。
So they sent for his parents.
也不相信他的父母。
他
把他送到他父母那里去了。
Now they said, "Is this verse 19? Is this your son?" They asked. "Is this the one you say was born blind? How is it that now he can see?"
所以他们就跑到他父母那去问他们说，这是你的儿子吗？你们说他生来是瞎眼的，如今怎么能看见了呢？
Now these people were from Jerusalem, obviously, because their home was there. That's his parents.
这些人明显是住在耶路撒冷的，因为他们的家在耶路撒冷。
This didn't happen during the feast time, so it was an ordinary days in Jerusalem.
所以这不是发生在那个节气之间，而是在平常的一些日子里，在耶路撒冷所发生的。
So being from Jerusalem, they would know the parents, the Pharisees would.
所以如果在这个时候他们在耶路撒冷里，他们自然就认识他的父母。
And the parents would be, as every Jew would, go to synagogue every Saturday, every Sabbath.
他们的父亲这个，他们的他瞎子的父母应该和其他的犹太人一样，他们在安息日通常是去。
Not only was it the center of their religious life, it was the center of their social life.
那这个会所不光是他们的宗教的中心，也是他们社交的中心。
It was the center of their national life.
所以它是他们整个国家的生活的中心。
It was part of their very identity.
这里。你可以辨别每一个人在那里。
As a Jew, you were part of the synagogue.
如果你是一个犹太人，你必须是那个犹太会堂的一部分。
And what they feared was that these Pharisees, they could exclude them from the synagogue.
所以如果这个是什么呀？如果你不做，他们可以把你赶出会堂。
And we knew.We know this from verse 22.
我们在这里可以看到22节。
Because the parents were afraid of the Jews, because the Jews had already decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Christ would be put out of the synagogue.
所以在二十二节里，他父母说这话是怕犹太人，因为犹太人已经商议定了，若有认耶稣是基督的，要把他赶出会堂。
Now the man had already.Told his parents that it was Jesus because he mentions that back in verse 11. The man called Jesus, he healed me.
所以这个人这个瞎子他已经说了，在十一节呢，我们看到这个瞎子说是叫耶稣的那个人，治好了我的眼睛。
So when the parents are brought before the Pharisees now, these are the religious leaders.
所以当他的父母被带到法利赛人面前，这些人就是非常宗教的那些领导。
And they're going to be questioned now about this, what's taken place. They're very worried.
所以他们一定要在那里做证词，因为所以他们非常的担心。
So they asked him, "Is this your son? And was he? And how is it that he can see now?" Two questions.
所以法利赛人问他的父母说：“这是你们的儿子吗？”
Well, they said.Verse 20, we know that it's our son.
这就在二十节里他讲他是我们的儿子。
And we know that he was born blind.
我们也知道他生来就是瞎的。
But the second question they didn't want to answer.
在第二个问题他们不想回答。
But he says how he can see now or who opened his eyes, we don't know. Ask him. He's of age, he will speak for himself.
所以他们不想回答，他们就说至于他如今怎么能看见，我们却不知道，是谁开了他的眼我们也不知道，他已经成了人，你们问他去吧。
And boy does he ever speak. This guy's going to be a great preacher.
What's the name?
I say, does he ever speak later on, like when he's able to preach to the Pharisees after? He's a good preacher, this. The blind man.
他这个瞎子一定是非常好的一个讲道人，他在后面他要跟法利赛人讲。
The more that they question him, the deeper the hole they dig for themselves.
所以法利赛人如果问更多的问题，他就给自己挖更深的坑。
And we don't have enough time, where our time is gone, so, but we all read that. It's very plain what takes place.
我们也没有太多的时间来读，但是我们读到的是非常明显的一些事情。
So in verse 24, he says, so they bring him back, the man again, the second time.
所以在24节，他们第二次又把他叫到。
And they said, give glory to God. We know this man is a sinner.
所以他们说，你将荣耀归给神，我们知道这个人是个罪人。
The word give glory to God there is kind of not really understood. It could be just, you know, just a statement that people would make. Making them to, like an oath kind of thing. Tell the truth, in other words. This man is a sinner.
所以在这里讲到的是说，你将荣耀归给神，并不是一个很容易讲的话。如果这讲就是说，相当是你启示发誓用口启示，然后知道说把荣耀归给神，我知道这个人是个罪人。
Or it could mean they couldn't deny the fact that he was healed. So he said, give God the glory, but that don't give that man the glory.
所以他们的法利赛人，他们不能否认那个瞎子重见光明的事实，但是他们不想把荣耀给那个治好瞎子眼睛那个人，所以他们说要把荣耀归于神。
Now it's interesting now, as this man begins to debate these Pharisees, how he masters them, completely masters them.
所以这里就讲到那个是一个非常有趣，他那个瞎子就会跟那些法利赛人辩论，他是怎样把他当作主人的。
A few short hours ago, he was sitting on the side of the road, a begging.
所以
now he's confounding the learned men of the nation.
所以他也几个小时之前，他还在路边坐着乞讨。他现在在一个会堂里跟那些最有知识的法利赛人来辩论。
And so it's like in the book of Acts, when Peter and John were taken before the Sanhedrin and they gave them their defense, it says they took note that they had been with Jesus.
所以这里呢，当就像在《使徒行传》里，当那个谁彼得他们被从那个会堂带出来的时候，他们说这个他们以前是跟主耶稣在一起的。
And so, they said, give God the glory, it says in verse 24, we know this man's a sinner.
所以他们这些法利赛人就说，你该将荣耀归给神，我们知道这个人是个罪人。
This man doesn't speak now out of his, beyond his experience, beyond what he knows.
这个人并不是说讲出来的是在他没有经历过的，在他的知识以外的话。
He says, whether he was a sinner, I don't know.
所以这个瞎子说，他是不是个罪人，我不知道。
But I'll tell you what I do know.
但是我告诉你一件我知道的事情。
Once I was blind, now I see.
从前我是瞎子，现在我看见了。哎，我知道。
Powerful argument, this guy.
这是一个非常强有力的争论，是吧？
Well, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?
他就说他怎么在做什么？他是怎样开你的眼睛呢？
Now he gets sarcastic. I think he's getting a little fed up with these people. He says, "I told you already, and you didn't listen."
所以这个瞎子现在开始有点不耐烦了，他说我方才告诉你们，你们不听。
Why do you want to hear it again? You want to become one of his disciples?
所以这个瞎子说，为什么你们又要听呢？莫非你们也要做他的门徒吗？
So they don't have an answer for him, do they?
他们根本就不可能回答他的问题。
Remember how they always use ad hominem arguments against the Lord Jesus?
你知道他们经常用人身攻击来攻击主耶稣吗？
That's what they do here, don't they?
这里就是他们现在在做的。
They hurl insults at him because they couldn't. They've been bested in their argument. They've been beaten.
所以他们被打败了，他们不能说赢他，所以他们就进行人身攻击。
So they said, "Well, you're one of his disciples." Yes, I am. Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
所以他说你可能你是他们一个门徒吗？他说谢谢，我是的，谢谢你。
And he said, well, "But we're disciples of Moses."
但是我们是摩西的门徒。
And what the Lord Jesus said to him in John 5, he said, "Moses spoke of me. He wrote about me." That's what the Lord Jesus said.
所以在那个里面，主耶稣是怎么说的？说摩西。写了我所做的事是摩西写的。
And they continue on. We know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this fellow, we don't even know where he comes from.
但是说我们知道神对摩西说的话，这是我们不知道他从哪里来的。
That's remarkable because for three years now, the Lord Jesus had been among them and told them where he had come from.
所以这就是很奇怪的事情，在主耶稣来到讲道的这三年里，主耶稣一直告诉他是从哪里来的。
He said that he came from his father and that he was doing the father's works.
他说他是从父那里来的，他是为父在做工。
Nobody could deny that.
没有人可以否认这一点。
They said he came from the devil.
他们说他是从恶魔来的。
So this man, the blind man, is referring to this. He says, "It's remarkable. You don't know where he's from."
所以这个就是这个瞎子说的。你们难道不知道他是从哪里来的吗？
Where did he get this power from if he wasn't sent from heaven?
如果他不是从神那里来的，他怎么能得到这样的权柄呢？
And so the man answers them, and this.Powerful argument that he gives now is so overwhelming. It's beautiful.
所以这里那个人给他们所给的那个论据是一个非常令人信服，是一个非常美丽的一个。
So in answer to their, he answers them where they said, "Well, we don't know where he came from." And he answers and says, "That's remarkable. You don't know where he comes from."Yet he opened my eyes.
所以这里这个瞎子所说的话是一个非常强有力的，是一个非常有趣。他说：“你们竟不知道他从来的，他开了我的眼，你都不知道，这是非常奇怪的事。”
And in verse 31, he gives them back teaching that they had probably given him.
所以在31节里。这个时候是这个瞎子在教法利赛人，也许就是从前那个法利赛人教他那样去教法利赛人。
He had never read the scrolls. He could only hear the preaching in the synagogue, couldn't he?
他从来没有看见，他不能读旧约，但是他在会堂里，他肯定是从法利赛人那的嘴里听到的。
And he says, "We know, because you have taught us this. We know that God does not listen to sinners."
他说我们知道，因为是你们教我的，神不听罪人的。
He listens to the godly man who does his will.
所以唯有敬奉神，遵行他旨意的，神才听他。
And it's a nobody, he continued, nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man that was born blind.
他继续说，从创世以来，未曾听见有人把生来是瞎子的眼睛开了。
And now he makes a clinching argument here that they can't answer.
现在他们讲的是一个非常清楚的问题，他们没有答案。
If this man wasn't from God, he could do nothing.
这里讲的是，这人若不是从神来的，什么也不能做。
And there they can only attack him. He said, "You were steeped in sin at birth." That's referring back to the fact that they thought that he was. it was his fault that he was born blind.
所以那些法利赛人只能攻击他，他们回答说：“你全然生在罪孽里，还要教训我们吗？”
How dare you lecture us? And they threw him out of the synagogue.
所以你们怎么还要教训我们吗？于是他们把那个瞎子赶出去了。
So he was thrown right out of the society, right out of the synagogue and a center of the Jewish festivals and everything else. He would be, he was thrown right into the arms of Jesus.
所以他们把这个瞎子完完全全赶出了他们的会堂，赶出了他们社区，赶出了他们的整个犹太的国家，然后直接把他送到主耶稣的怀里了。
A brave man.
是一个勇敢的人。
An interesting man.
是一个非常有趣的人。
But he wasn't going to be left alone for very long.
他不会那个在这种情况下待太久。
Jesus was waiting for that very moment.
那个主耶稣在等这一刻。
And then he sought him out, it says.
所以他们把他。
And he found him.
所以主耶稣来了，看见了他。
And he said to him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?"
所以他说，你知道。
That's a strange title, isn't it?
所以主耶稣问这个瞎子说，你信神的儿子吗？就是。
It has reference both to the rejection of the Son of God.
So it's
his rejection.
This is the Son of God, the Son of Man. This is the KJV Mary. This is. So KJV says the Son of God, but Mary says Son of Man.
Oh. Which one? The KJV?
KJV.
You believe in the Son of God? Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's a.
Well,
this is a big deal.
I think that it's a title. The Son of Man is a title that the Lord Jesus took to himself.
所以就是人子也是主耶稣的一个名号。
He almost exclusively referred to himself as the Son of Man.
他当然说他从来不排斥他是神的人的人子。
And in that sense, he was the rejected one.
所以从这个意义上来说，他是
not only is the sense that he was born of Mary, but that his through his incarnation, he came into the world and he would be rejected, but and killed, but also that he's going to judge as Son of Man. He's going to judge because God has set this man on the throne, so he's going to judge as man.
所以他这里讲的人子并不是完全说他是从玛利亚出生的，也不是说他成了肉身，而且是他还预示他要被这个世界拒绝，将来他要来审判这个世界，来审判这个世界的只有是人子。
Now the King James Version, that's a different Greek text, uses the term Son of God.
所以在那个国王钦定版的那个英文版里，他讲的是神的儿子。
Okay. I haven't looked into it deeply, and but in a sense, when they refer to the Lord Jesus, they refer to the same one, the same person.
所以当时他没有在这方面没有做深入的研究，但他觉得提到主耶稣，如果说人子、神的儿子，都是应该是一样的。
I would think just on the surface that he probably said the Son of Man.
Because,
but anyway, I don't think it's that important for us to know. The Son of Man was a divine title as far as we get it of concerning the Lord Jesus.
So, this人子在对主耶稣来说也是一个神有神性的称号。
And so what we have here, the man says, "Well, who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?"
这个人说，主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我们信他呢
？You've now seen him. In fact, he's the one that's speaking to you.
主耶稣说，你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。
He was a man.This was a true believer, isn't it? He said, "Lord," and then he worships him.
所以这个瞎子是一个真正的信徒。他为什么呢？因为他说：“主啊，我信。”
Now I see our time is pretty far gone here.
Yeah.
And we will over time.
时间也超了很多。
But there is a beautiful picture, isn't it, of spiritual blindness. Once I was blind, but now I see.
所以这就是一个非常美丽的图画，是不是？我们以前是属灵的眼瞎，但是现在我们看见了。
Well, the Lord bless you and keep you. We trust the Lord will bless you over the next 6 weeks.
他说愿神祝福你在他不在的这六个星期里。
Keep loving one another.
你们要互相爱。
And keep trusting.
要不断要不住的相信。
You have a little word of prayer.
我们来祷告。
Father, we pray you'd keep our dear friends and believers, Lord. We thank you that you are a God who cares for each one.
主啊，请你保守我们在座的弟兄姐妹，因为你关爱我们。
Lord, keep them believing, trusting.
主啊，请你保守他们，让他们相信。
And Lord, that they may be preserved in Christ Jesus.
他们在主耶稣里得到保护。
Pray a blessing upon each family.
让我们也保佑每一个家庭。
And each home.
每一个家里的成员。
And so now, Lord, we pray our hearts might be knit together, brought together, united together in Jesus.
所以我们祷告是我们的心要连在一起，要联合在一起，在主耶稣里，然后互相靠近。
And so we give you thanks, O God our Father, in Jesus' name.
我们给我们的父神和我们的神，奉主耶稣你的名，我们给他感恩。嗯。